People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
Morning, my friend. How you doing?
I'm a little tired. Work schedule.
You've been working too hard. Time of year, I find that most people seem like they're just so tired and drained. But at least it's almost the end of the year.
Yep.
You get a little bit of a break coming up.
I'd like some time off before Christmas so I can enjoy the holiday.
Well, you can relax a little bit. Yeah. You need some beauty rest badly.
I don't know how to take that.
You need some beauty, Larry, is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. Okay, well, handsomeness?
Always handsome, but you look tired. Okay. So let's just let everyone know who's tuning in for the first time. People Helping People is a show where we've been doing this for a long time now. I think our three-year anniversary just passed.
Thanksgiving, week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. And the show is an opportunity for us to bring in all the different people in the community who are not only trying to help one another and make the community stronger, but also those that just don't have a platform to get their word out and to tell people about the good that they are doing and they're trying to do, so we can get more people to join the forces and help one another, so to make all these missions and all these initiatives that much greater. And every week, Larry, we always are blown away by the response. Yeah. Last week, after I had just gotten off the air, we had just recorded, and I went into the back office, and I had an opportunity to meet a gentleman who I had never met before. His name is Ritesh, and he actually is joining us in the studio today. The first time I ever heard of Upma was because of you. Thank you for coming in today.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Greg and Larry, for giving us the opportunity to present, to come in the Bali 92.3 studio and talk about Upma.
And cause of Upma.
And with me, we have the Anita Dubey, who is a board member leading the events in Upma. And then we have the Jasleen Khanuja, who is a marketing personnel as well as a media personnel for the Upma. So I just want to give very briefly about what Upma is about and what we are doing with Uttar Pradesh Mandal of America and what our vision is. And then I will let these two beautiful ladies to talk a little bit about Upma and give more information. Yeah.
Absolutely. The good news is that when you, just meeting you for 2 minutes last week, before I even had a chance to really talk to you, I could just sense that you are the type of person who is really out to do great things and big things. So I knew that the initiative had big goals. Tell us a little bit about Upma, if you will.
Thank you so much, Greg, and a pleasure of ours meeting with you as well. So first of all, Uttar Pradesh Mandal of America, our vision is to give the gift of education to the underprivileged children in India. Mm-hmm. When we see India, Larry, today, there are so many bright students, bright kids, but they haven't got the opportunity in their life how they can grow and how they can come up in their life as well as improve the life of their families. Mm. We want to give one opportunity to this kid so that they can come up in their life. They can help their families. They enjoy, they dream what they want to become in their life. Yeah.
And let me add something here. We just do not want them to be able to sustain, take care of themselves education-wise. We want to give them self-esteem, the confidence, so that they can be good citizens of India, just like other kids who are more privileged, who have the opportunity because of their better economic conditions. So that's our goal. We want those underprivileged kids to be as equal as the other kids.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to add something?
So Jessica? You know what? हमारी जो संस्कृति है, जो भारतीय संस्कृति है, उसमें जो एक मूलभूत सिद्धांत है, जिसे कहते हैं ना guiding principle, guiding tenet, वो है तमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय, you know, which means lighting up the lamp for others. You know what? Diwali, which is one of our biggest festival, it stands for, to light up other people's lives. And that's what Upma is also aiming and targeting by lighting up life of underprivileged kids, especially kids who are in very backward and rural areas, who really need out help, who are underfed, who are undersupported, and who think that their life is nothing but dark. So we are lightening up their life, and that's the main goal of UPMA.
Would you say that one of the biggest issues back in India is the there are that so many people like the children you're speaking of? Is this a major problem that's happening?
It indeed is, because of disparity in the socioeconomic conditions of all these people. There are so many issues because of which these kids cannot really come forth and contribute in a positive way in the society. And why should they be left behind just because they are backward in some or the other way in the society, due to less of money, less of opportunities, less of access to the modern things which are so-called available in India, the software country, software hub of the world, India is. But these kids are so far left behind. They do not even have access to very, very basic needs to sustain their lives, like electricity, like shelter, living, or even clothes, or being able to live in a house which is properly lit, or they do not have access to drinking or potable water. Right. So we are helping those kids.
And most of these kids are coming from the parents who are bonded labor, and they have two kids, let's say 3 years old and 8 year old. They leave their 8 year old behind.
So the kid has to watch the smaller children and not go to school.
Yeah, and then actually there are actually surroundings who take the benefit of those kids. So what we do is in UPMA, not only we provide the education, but we also started 5 daycare centers in India, where these 3 year old can go to the school, and 6 year or 9 year olds go to the college, go to the studies part.
Right.
And actually the life of both the kids are improved.
Wow. So, yeah.
Basically, we are in a way, I mean, sounds strange though, we are even trying to stop familial exploitation of kids.
Mm.
It doesn't happen outside. It can happen very much inside the families also.
So, I was just going to ask if that was a part of the problem, because the families,
very big problem, yeah.
Is it because they have no choice?
It indeed is. Yes, there is no choice and there is no outlet for them. So this is what ends up happening, where the older of the siblings, takes care of rest of the kids. So the child has lost not only his childhood, but his opportunity to be able to live on his own, do something make something of his own life.
Right. And today, actually, we are running 5 daycare centers. There is a need for 25 daycare centers, what they need, but we don't have a fund. We are trying our best to fund those daycare centers, which cost $2,800 per year, which covers 40 students.
$2,800 per year?
Per year, which includes the
per
books
center.
And books, and then all the food, then all the material, about 20 to 30 kids in the one daycare center.
Wow. Hmm. You want to say, were you going to ask something? I saw you look like you were deep in thought.
I am.
I tend to know when that happens.
I do have a question.
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
I'm okay, so are we referring to the Dalits? Would they be considered Dalit, or am I pronouncing
Dalit,
that
all
correctly?
Kinds.
Dalit, the bonded labor, okay. Extremely poor. Yeah.
Okay.
If you are poor in India, you are suffering, that's all. Mm-hmm. I mean, suffering badly.
And how are they treated? I mean,
they are discriminated. They are not treated humanly. I mean, it's very inhumane conditions they live in.
Okay.
Because if they are poor, they have nothing. They mm-hmm. cannot really dream of anything.
Let me ask you a question. Where do we start? What are we doing here? Like, how do we go about getting donations, for example, getting people involved?
That's a beautiful question. Like, how do we connect people?
Yeah.
So first of all, I must say, I'll again start with a saying, you know, because I really believe in Indian culture. And one of the sayings is from Bhartrihari, who is a famous Sanskrit scholar. He said, "Danein pani na tu kankan hai," which means the beauty is in giving out.
Mm-hmm.
Not in wearing bangles, but making others feeling the joy, making others getting that happiness. And if you are in a better position, why not share the fruits with others.
Yes.
That always helps. And it is for your benefit, because if you give, you feel better from inside. It's the inner joy you're bringing it in you, and inner satisfaction. So it's between you and the Almighty. It's not like you're showing off, you're giving out.
Right.
But yes, UPMA is a great instrument. It's a great organization through which you can fulfill these objectives. So basically, what you can do is be a member of UPMA. That's the easiest way to connect with UPMA. Go to our website, www.upmaglobal.org, which is a newly created, beautiful website. It has a give out portal as well. It connects you to the PayPal, and
yes,
you can, come and support us in our events that we have in the San Francisco Bay Area. You can buy tickets from there. You can spread out the word. These are some common things that we are doing right from San Francisco Bay Area. So you can provide your services, whatever is of your interest, come to us and be our member and support the cause.
Can I ask what being a member entails? What is, like, what would I have to do if I were to become a member, or if a listener wants to become a member?
So becoming a member is just signing up on the UPMA site, mm-hmm, and we will provide you with all the activities, what we are doing back in India, send you the videos, pictures. Mm-hmm. Not only that part, actually, today UPMA is approved in the major companies like Microsoft, Google, Apple. So if you're working for those companies, and if you donate from their company's iPortal, then all the money is multiplied by two.
Oh, they match it.
It matches and come to us. That can be the great help for us. And then as a UPMA members, actually, what Jocelyn has described today, we keep you updated, we let you know about the holy part, and let Anita ji talk quickly about the holy part, what we are coming out with.
Yeah.
And then also, like, we keep you posted on all the actions happening in UPMA.
Okay.
So let me begin with something very basic. Holy, we have fun with colors, right? On Holy. Mm-hmm. So while having fun, you, without you really realizing it, you have contributed towards our cause of taking care of these underprivileged children of India. So Holi, we have on March 3rd, 2018. It's a Saturday, an event from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. We will have DJ there. We will have organic colors provided to you. We will have food, which you can buy with very nominal money, whatever. And we will have toilets available for you. It's the venue is San Jose Fairgrounds, which the address is 344 Tully Road, San Jose.
The lovely place. It's huge property.
It is.
Too.
It is a huge field. Very nice place. Accessible from every part of the Bay Area. And
our goal is actually to give you best experience of Holi. I can say we are there to make sure that each
fun.
And everything is covered from our angle, and you will have a lot of fun. And that is true not only for the Holi, but any UPMA event we will do, the bar will be very high. So please come and help.
Do you do
join.
A lot of events? Does UPMA do a lot of events?
Yeah, just now, recently we did the UPMA banquet, highly successful. People
November,
had
right?
a,
that was
yeah,
a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah. And 2 years back when we did the Holi, there was about 8,000 people, and they want to come back again, but last year the rain happened. I can say that our event run by very professional way, and I can say that you come with the family, you enjoy with the family, and you make feel that you are right there in India.
And let me quickly add, since Ritesh mentioned family, we will have Easter egg hunting for kids also. Young kids who do not really find Holi that interesting, where we throw colors at each other, they have a choice of doing Easter egg hunting there at the site.
So it's really a family event that anyone can come and enjoy.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't matter where you're from or who you know,
you
your culture.
Right.
Or
yes, it is.
Which I think is fantastic, especially I notice, and Larry, we always talk about in the Bay Area, there's such a mix of cultures, right? There's so many different people from so many different parts of the world, which bring us this unique perspective because we get to see so many different cultures. So there'll be a lot of that at the event. This is March 3rd at the San Jose Fairgrounds, the Holi event, 11
and
4th.
And, you know, I would like to remind the famous song of Holi, Rang Barse Bhige Chunar Wali Rang Barse, by Amitabh Bachchan, who is also a UP ka chhora. who actually did this song. So all the UPIites, especially, I would love to call out all the people in India who love Amitabh Bachchan and who support Holi, who enjoy Holi as a festival also, to come over, enjoy with your family and friends, and also support this noble cause.
I know Amitabh Bachchan is a huge star, and I know that hearing his name, people, anyone who was listening casually just perked up a bit because they heard that, which I know I did it for a moment there. But let's talk a little bit further about the fundraising aspect. So can anybody donate? I know we're doing the Holi event.
But anybody and everybody can donate.
So I could. So
for first thing, you know, I would like to say, since we do a lot of events, if anyone wants to step forward to be a gold sponsor, silver sponsor, diamond sponsor, they're most welcome. Sponsor the event, sponsor as much as you want, or you can also sponsor a child or a daycare center, whatever makes more sense to you and whatever you like to do, you know, because teeny tiny steps put together really make a considerable effort, and they all go a long way in uplifting Uttar Pradesh. And if you are up to the same, please come forward, be a sponsor, be a generous donor.
And all your donations are tax deductible because UPMA is 501c3 organization in US. And what Jocelyn said, it will be the great, great help for us.
So $100 donation, right? I saw this on the website. $100 donation for one child. What does that get one child?
So $100 donation get that child full 1 year education, two pair of shoes, books, afternoon lunch, breakfast, all the clothes he wear, just $100.
For a full year?
For the full year. For the full year.
Not a month?
Not a month. We are talking about full year. So today, if I skip my one of the dinner outside, eating outside, I can find $100.
Well, we know there's a lot of money in the Bay Area, right? There are a lot of people here who, and I know just from doing this show, so many people want to give back. They don't know where to put their money, right? Something like that. $100 gets us one meal, one pair of shoes here, right? That's it. Imagine that this can help a child for a full year.
One year.
It's just remarkable. Yeah. So now if you want to, that's the big amount of money, I know, say, for example, if you want to open a daycare center, how much money will it require for that?
It's like $2,800 only per daycare center. And the daycare will have up to 20 to 30 kids. And we will specially choose areas like Chitrakoot is one of the very backward areas. Some of the people there are, you won't believe, some of the people there are eating literally grass. Because there's absolutely nothing to eat. It's a tribal area. It's a backward area in Niswada district of Uttar Pradesh. And we already have 5 daycare centers there. And the goal is to bring up 20 more daycare centers.
Wow.
It's 2,800.
So this is a total of 2,800.
2,800. Yeah, total of 2,800.
So, but how, I mean, you're saying your goal is 20, right? So that's figure 25 children per daycare center. So somebody who has some money they want to donate, it's a tax write-off, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So $2,800 takes care of 20 to 30 kids for a year.
For a year.
In school.
Yes.
And so we put together our money here, and you have people, and you work at Google, you work at Facebook, and you put some money together. Does that get matched?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We have a Giving Tuesday initiative of Facebook that we like to reiterate.
Yes.
And that's a good way of raising money for the poor and the needy.
Right. And also, like what you said, Greg, if the people donate 1,400, it's multiplied by 2 by
Google,
Apple. So
that's one school.
So 2,800.
The daycare center idea to me, the fact that, first of all, that $100 can go as far as it does is because we take for granted it costs coffee for, I read something, if you get a coffee every day.
I can tell you what it costs. I do it every day.
Yeah, exactly, right?
$2.50 for a cup of coffee.
No, and also, it's not a compulsion that you have to give $100. You can give $20.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Any contribution is better than no contribution.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing that people don't think about. It's always like, I only have 10. Well, give $10.
Yes.
That's why I was hoping it was an easy. So if you go to upmaglobal.org, you can actually find out all this information and donate right through the site, correct?
Right.
And we would also like to say that even if you sponsor a meal, that's not a very big sum. Meal for 1,800 kids is only $150 per day.
$1,800.
So if you pay $150, In one day, you can feed 1,800 such needy kids.
A village of children can be fed on one person's donation.
Absolutely. Yeah. And similarly, we have association with Sankara Eye Foundation.
Yes.
And we have helped them build the beautiful Kanpur Eye Hospital. And to get a surgery done, it only costs $1.30 a person.
Yes. I mean, both Larry and I have been working with Murali and Sankara Eye Foundation for many years now, as you know, Ritesh. Yeah.
That's right.
Sure. And a great example is of selfless people. I know you guys work very closely with...
Shankara is actually, when they were building Kanpur Hospital, Upma was the only organization supporting Shankara. And today also, like in our banquet, we raised the fund for Shankara. So that is also one of our goal, to help Shankara.
Yeah, you work with a lot of different nonprofits, correct?
Yeah, so about especially the Kanpur Hospital, which we helped build, I would like to say it's not a small one. It's a 225-bed hospital in acres of land, and it is being run very well, very professionally, and serving to thousands of people every day. And besides that, there are other organizations we work with, like Ekal Vidyalaya.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as our direct initiatives are concerned, we have the Sai Dham organization back in Niswara and in Faridabad, which are places in Uttar Pradesh.
Yeah. And so basically what we do is we raise the fund. We work very closely with Sai Dham, Shankara, and Chitrakoot ABSS organization, and we execute those. And pretty much actually not only we give the money, but our board members visit those centers.
Right.
So recently, and we see that the kids are educated. We ask the question to the kids. We challenge the organization also how we can raise the bar and everything. So pretty much I can say your money, your single penny where is going at the right place.
That's what I was going to ask that question. It's one of those tough questions, right? Where does the money go, and how much of the money goes?
Right.
And it seems like you guys are doing a lot. So what's the percentage or how much of that gets to the kids?
So I can tell you here not a single person is paid in the U.S.
Wow.
That means that all of them volunteer. We have the very dedicated 14 board members.
Mm-hmm.
All your donation goes straight right in India.
Mm-hmm.
We have some operation costs, but that we generate from the event's profit. Whatever profit we get from the event, that stays, we use it in operation.
Mm-hmm.
But your donation 100% goes right in India. There is nothing and no overhead for us.
I know that's one of those questions where Larry and I, when we do a lot of our interviews, we're a bit hesitant to ask, because we know it's still a lot of work, and some people do. There needs to be someone who's dedicated all the time to these things. So it's not as if we ask that question to try and put anybody on the spot. But that is a question that we get asked a lot. Like that organization you had on the air, how much are they doing? How much of that money is getting back? But this is such a massive, widespread problem. So all this money, the fact that all of it's getting back to them is a huge factor.
Yes, and that's our accountability.
We have a very well and professionally managed organization. We have a treasurer, and everyone in the organization has full accountability. All the expenses made and the money disbursed, the donations, everything is well accounted for, and we have a clear system of accounting.
Right.
And I would also like to add here that our welfare activities, as we mentioned, our primary focus is education. Basically, it starts with literacy. It comes to education. Since we provide vocational training to the kids, we also help such people in job placements. And it is not restricted to this. The welfare activities are mainly education based, but they are not restricted to education. We have the healthcare camps. I also mentioned Sankara Eye Foundation already. Besides this, we have the project of mass marriages of poor girls.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of times in the Sai Dham organization in Faridabad, we have had mass marriages of girls, and the news has also come out in different newspapers back in India. And in fact, the ex-president of India, Mr. Abdul Kalam, visited that center and personally appreciated the founder and manager of that center, Mr. Motilal Gupta.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Larry, any questions you want to ask? We're running low on time. I want to make sure.
Well, what kind of response are we getting in the community?
So from the community, no doubt, we have a fantastic response, first of all, from the companies. They are supporting Upma. They have recognized Upma.
Mm-hmm.
then we have a good support from some of the big donors like Prakash Agarwal, Geeta Agarwal, and the families.
Right.
We have the support from the I can say people. They are donating. Last year, we funded the education of 400 kids, and this year we already funded 200 kids.
That's
plus
amazing.
The 5-day care centers. So people are coming forward. The only thing we are lagging behind is the awareness is not there with the people.
Where
Uttar Pradesh Mandal of America is doing such a fantastic job in helping people back in India. So Greg and Larry, I really want to thank you for bringing us in the show and giving us this opportunity to present.
Well, we will say, I'll speak on behalf of Larry in saying that we would like to keep track. We'd like to keep talking, you know.
Yeah,
maybe
we're always interested.
Especially in that. Now that we've introduced the three of you to our listeners, I would love to have you back in and to keep us up to date with what's happening, especially, for example, for this holy event. As we get closer to the holy event, we'll have you back in for sure. Are there any other events that are coming or anything else that we should mention that's on the way that people can be aware of?
So I would like to say here that round the year, we have different events, small and big events. Mm-hmm. We also support our Hindi organizations, and we like to promote and support the Hindi culture in Bay Area. Besides that, we have a Dandiya coming mm-hmm. up in Navratri season in mm-hmm. 2018, which will be one of the biggest dandiyas in the Bay Area. And every year we have the banquet event, which is one of the biggest fundraiser events and with fine dining experience and beautiful entertainment of Desi style, particularly UP-based styles, you know, pertaining to ghazals and,
right.
you know, those kind of typical music mm-hmm. that would mainly be appreciated by most of the North Indians and of course, the Bollywood.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
I know how important the music is too, so that's great. But Blair, any last thoughts before we say goodbye?
Well, I mean, the reason we started this show some years ago is because of people like you getting involved, starting foundations, helping people out. It's all about people helping people, and when you do help people, then you're helping yourself as well.
That's a great point.
That is such a great point, Larry. I have seen that the people who help others, God helps them.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's such a beautiful thing what you say, Larry.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's one of the few things he says that's very good. I will say this. One thing that we've learned is that this community is very strong. And when we all get together and we all come together, the big things can happen. And I've seen, as mm-hmm. year in and year out, I watched the SEF Foundation raise millions of dollars with the support of the community. I know you guys are very involved with that. I'd love to see that this day forward is when we could really push UPMA way up higher and in everybody's mind, so people are thinking about this and getting involved, because there's nothing, in my opinion, more important than helping children.
Absolutely.
And that
Absolutely.
Is your primary focus.
Yep. And yes, I would like to say that nourishment of the body is food, nourishment of mind is music, whilst the nourishment of soul is feeding others. As Mother Teresa perfectly quoted, that love is not patronizing, charity I'd love. And similarly, I would like to quote Mahatma Gandhi, that a simple act of kindness is more than 100 heads in bow for prayers.
Yes.
So keep thinking about the cause. Uttar Pradesh Mandal of America is one of the favorite non-profit organizations for many of the people who are working for Google, Synopsys, Apple, and other organizations where it is already registered. And you can go ahead and use the giving portal of your company to make donations. And if you have any other questions, please log on to our website, www.upmaglobal.org, and do not forget to buy holy tickets ASAP.
Yes. Aniti, one last thoughts before we leave?
Well, I would say something very basic, that we are so privileged that we are here in America. We live in the best part of the world. Let's help those people who do not have this kind of privilege.
Well said, Anita and Ritesh.
I will say that, guys, adopt one kid, adopt one daycare center, and let's help these poor people get one opportunity in their life to come up. And only you can do it. Help us.
I'd love to thank you all for being here today. Jasleen, Anita, Ritesh, it's a pleasure to have you guys.
Thank you for having
great
us.
Thank you so much, Greg. Larry, it's so fantastic talking with you today. And,
lovely people
thank
who
you.
Are doing yeah. great things. And it means a lot that you'd come share your mission and
America
your goals.
America is great and we do great things.
Yes, let's do great things together, Larry.
Yes, why not?
Another example, Larry, of a group of people that are trying to do wonderful things, and we want to get that out there.
We feel very blessed that you're here sharing this day with us. I mean, that's just, I mean,
thank
if
you.
I got paid for this, I probably wouldn't even take the money.
You're not good enough to get paid, well, Larry. Probably. Come on.
Sometimes anyway, I am.
Thank you.
Not today, but sometimes.
Some days, yes. Listen, thank you so much to everyone at UPMA and all your team members who are involved who aren't here. Obviously,
yes.
They do a lot behind the scenes, I'm sure. Is there anybody you
we
wanted
sure
to
do,
say?
Right now, they have to take care of their jobs. Job comes first.
Yes, exactly.
And then they can do voluntary work very efficiently.
Exactly. So anyway, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
If you want more information, again, you heard the website, but it's upmaglobal.org. Visit that, find out more, get involved, ask questions, donate. Larry, last thought before we leave?
Already said it.
You're done?
Go out and help somebody.
Go out and help somebody. Perfect. Thank you to everybody who tuned into the show. And if you want more information, you want to get in touch with Larry or I, go to peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. Or you could just go to bali923fm.com and just send an email through the website so you could be on the show. And we'll see you back here again next Sunday for People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM.